Well, you know, I'm surviving the heat. You know, I had a little. It was like the sun was leaning on my shoulders yesterday, but today was much better. But on a football note, just excited to be out there with the guys. I mean, you know, you're in there studying offenses and learning kind of what to do, and now having a chance to go out there and do it works out really well. And you know, it's a process. You got to love the preparation aspect of it. And, you know, we just started the beginnings of that. So some things look really good. Some things are going to need a little bit more coaching. But I think the spirits are good. And I'm very impressed and excited about the talent we have.
How different is this role for you where you come in here? And I'm sure there are young guys kind of looking up to what you've done, where you've been. You know, where before in Denver, obviously, you guys had kind of the guy that you all could look up to a little bit.
Yeah, you know, this is it's a different position for me to be in. You know, I feel like, you know, most of my career I was always, you know, looking up and learning from a lot of guys that'll be in the Hall of Fame one day. And, you know, that was greatly appreciated, and I was happy for that. And now I'm just going to do what I can and, you know, help some more young people along. I think I definitely didn't take it for granted, the time that some really good players spent to help me understand the game and life. And, you know, I want to be able to be that for anybody here that I can.
You feel like guys are asking you questions and things like that?
You know, I get some questions, you know, just some general things that probably most veterans get. I'm sure nothing out of the norm, but, you know, I'm definitely going to give guys the best advice I can in life as well as on the football field.
Did you think about that, Julius, before you even came here, that I'm going to be a veteran guy here and the roles are going to change a little bit? Have you thought about that before?
You know, one thing that I did know coming here is that this is the youngest team in the league last year. So you do kind of understand that, you know, it's going to be a little bit different. There isn't a lot of guys like, you know, DeMarcus Ware and Peyton Manning that have been playing football since the 90s almost and playing at a high level that are just going to, you know, everybody's just always going to, you know, follow their lead. And, you know, I didn't put too much thought into it. You know, everybody here's a grown man and is capable of doing what they need to do out there on the football field. But, you know, I was understanding that, you know, I was going to be in a position to be an example. And that's what I want to be most of all, is just, you know, this is the way that we should go out there and practice and, you know, be accountable and lead by example.
The impact you can have here potentially in this new offense, do you like, you know, how you're being used, the way, you know, things shake out? And I mean, I know it's early in the process, but.
No, I'm really excited about some of the different things we're going to be able to do offensively. You know, just being able to be creative, you know, move around a lot, being in a lot of different places. You know, that's been something that it's become part of my role probably last year and continuing to this year, is just, you know, being a versatile option that can help the offense out in a lot of different ways. So, you know, I anticipate doing that next year. And, you know, I love some of the concepts and plays we have in, and I'm looking forward to making some big plays.
How is Blake's command presence on the field?
I think it's good. I think that, you know, going into the second year is a big year for anybody, especially a quarterback. And I think he does a good job of making sure that, you know, he's the voice in the huddle. He helps everybody know, hey, this is what you have to do. This is what we're doing. And he takes that command, as you spoke of, you know, but it's just a learning process. You know, I'm going into year five, still learning stuff. I'm sure that everybody is. And, you know, he has his things probably that are important and he's working on. And I think he's doing a great job of it. And you know, I don't think he'll have any issues of getting the command in that huddle.
Talking about working with him in California, the balls that you caught, only two practices, but are you learning some things from him now that you didn't back over the summer, I guess, over the spring?
Well, I think that, you know, getting good chemistry with the quarterback, you know, probably takes a couple thousand passes. But, you know, I was able to start understanding, you know, the way he likes to throw the ball. Every guy throws a little different. Starting to understand, you know, the trajectory, the speed, the ball flight, all that is all important to catching it. So just kind of understanding, you know, where he wants to place the ball, what he's looking at, and starting to kind of can get in his mind a little bit. You know, you want to be able to understand what your quarterback's thinking when you're running routes so that you can be most available for him or be where he wants you to be. I mean, I could come back to the huddle and think I ran the world's greatest route, but I don't throw it to myself. So, you know, that's what takes time, is making sure that I understand, you know, what he expects out of me on the football field.
I don't want to say lower expectation, but do you have to change your expectation from that guy compared to what you've been with the last few years.
And, you know, that's the best part about being the tight end is, you know, I go the way he wants me to go. You know, from playing with Peyton, I did what Peyton asked of me. And, you know, or did my best to do that. And that's what I'm going to do for Blake as well. You know, there's no, you know, here's me coming in and, you know, Blake's going to get on my page. You know, I'm going to be on Blake's page. Whatever he expects, that's what I'm going to do. And he's the quarterback. He's the one in control of that huddle. And I like catching passes, so I'll make sure I do exactly what he wants.
Right after you signed last year, Mercedes said the two of you met out in California. What was that meeting with him then?
Oh, well, you know, me and Mercedes actually have the same work with the same marketing company, so we know a lot of the same people. You know, we were able to bump into each other, and I told him, I don't know what organization's plan is, but I would really like to play with you. Great respect for what you've done in this league. You know, it's not easy to play a long time in the NFL, and I've definitely, you know, seen some things that he does really well. And I told him I think we could be really tough to defend out there on the field at the same time. And you know, he felt the same way, and we're very excited for some of the different things, you know, we'll be able to do offensively with two tight ends like us.
You mentioned the people already, or does it take a while? It's still a process.
You know, football is football. I feel pretty comfortable on the football field at most times. But, you know, there are different things to learn, you know, adjusting to a new team, new schedules, new expectations, new offense. You know, I'm working my way through that. It's going to probably take a little bit longer. But as far as just, you know, being comfortable with going out there on the field and believing in myself and looking to make big plays to help this team, you know, I do feel comfortable with that. There's going to be a lot more stuff to learn and a better command of the offense needed, you know, come regular season. But for where we're at right now, I feel pretty good.